agenda today, but I'm just going to tell you what the Lord has shown me.
You are listening to WWBC, Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
James and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart.
Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his precious word. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Somebody say, Lord, help me to be teachable.
Lord, help me to be teachable.
Oh, glory to God. Because I might say some things, oh, glory to God, that might not agree with your agenda today, but I'm just going to tell you what the Lord has shown me. Oh, glory to God. And so there are times when God gives me a check, and I have a certain check when I know that it's going to be hard for people to receive, because, you know, praise God, whether it's you, whether it's someone listening in on the internet, and I want to encourage you, amen, to be open. Somebody say, be open. In the mighty name of Jesus. And so God, we thank you. Yada, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Have your way, Spirit of the Lord God. Run back over to the book of Acts, chapter 12. Acts, chapter 12. Oh, glory to God. We're going to be coming from Matthew 17, but I just want to backtrack a little bit. Amen. I want to backtrack a little bit. Hallelujah. 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 We see that the Lord, the Bible says that God taketh. He taketh. He took Peter, James, and John up to a high mountain. The book of Luke let us know the purpose. It was to pray. It was to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was to pray. It was to pray. As a matter of fact, the book of Luke let us know that, and on the next day, they were coming down from the mountain. So you can look at it as a shut-in. Let me say this here. There comes a time when God will take you up higher. Amen. And you got to be careful when God takes you up higher. Oh, glory to God. Because sometimes God is taking you. In other words, God is telling you to shut in. And if you're not careful, you'll be trying to bring everybody into a shut-in when God is dealing with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is this good or what? It's good already?
Amen.
See, because what God did here is that he took and he chose some folks out of the chosen. God, I've been saying all of y'all's business. I will say that again. He chose some folks out of the chosen. Everybody in here chosen. Ooh, we are the elect of God. I'll say that again. We are the elect of God. How many remember when Jesus fed the multitude and he told his disciples to set them down in ranks of 50s and ranks of 100? 50 is the number of the Holy Ghost, but 100 is the number of the elect or chosen. Oh, glory to God. And so these people were chosen. 50 represents the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory to God. 100 represents chosen or the elect. God taking a group of people out of a group of people? I just gave you a little taste right there because I want to run over to the book of Acts chapter 12. And I was dealing with this last week when the Lord, Herod, was going after the inner circle. Should I go there yet? No, I'm not going to go there yet. Stand back over into Matthew chapter 12. Oh, glory to God. The Bible says he taketh them up. He taketh them up. It's wonderful when God wants to introduce you to a new level. And there are some times when God will bring people into your life to introduce you to a new level or to bring you up to a new level or a new place. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Spiritually. Financially. Come on.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Physically. Bring you up in your health. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Bring you up in, and you know, as a matter of fact, I was out here a little bit early and I heard the testimony. Hallelujah. Of Eric. And how Eric is turned around. Because I remember when Eric was a little kid and he was had a good little size on him. And now looking at him now, he looks like a new man. In other words. But God will bring people into your life. Come on, somebody. That's going up. That'll take you up with them. The Bible says he taketh them up. One version, I believe Mark says he leadeth them up. Oh, glory to God. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that after 6 days, Jesus taketh them up. Luke said now about 8 days. What's going on here? Oh, glory to God. Well, after 6 days, you know, Luke said about. So apparently it was probably about 7 days. And the Bible says he took him up on a high mountain. Somebody said elevation.
Elevation.
I want you to say this. Say, Lord,
Lord,
whoever you have,
whoever you
ordain, to take me up higher. Whoever you need to send in my life, come on, to take me up higher. God, send them in my life. God, allow me to meet them. I know, I'm in time. I'm ready to have church right now. Woo, glory to God. Is that all right?
Yes.
Y'all get anything out of this? Daughter, you recording this? Well, I'm recording it, but you know, I'm on that phone, it's short on memory. I want to make sure that we getting all of this here. I don't plan on going to the radio station tomorrow. You going, right? You just got it? All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he takes a chosen group of people, Peter, James, and John, out of a chosen group of people. Oh, glory to God. He's about to introduce them to a new level. They're about to see things that they have never seen before. They're about to experience things that they've never experienced before. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Let me read down a little bit further. The Bible says that he took them up into this high mountain apart. Somebody say apart.
Apart.
And he was transfigured, somebody said changed, before them. Now let me back up a little bit, because why a mountain? Somebody say, why a mountain?
Why a mountain?
My God, you know, the Lord started, you know, kind of dealing with me at the beginning. I love when he deals with me at the beginning of the week on a message, because I get a chance to just keep hitting it, going back and hitting it and hitting it. You know, praise God, especially when you're one of those working preachers. You got a job, amen, something, okay, all right. Hallelujah. Why a mountain? How many know that a mountain allows you to see further? It represents an elevated place. Oh, glory to God. It represents coming up higher in the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But he takes them on a mountain which allows you to see further. Okay, all right. A good example would be is that they got a chance, and I haven't read it yet. Let me go ahead and just read it. The Bible says they were transfigured. He was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And the Bible says in verse 3, and behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. So Jesus take them up into a mountain, a high place, and all of a sudden their spiritual eyes pop open. All of a sudden they're hearing a conversation about Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. Come on, somebody. They're seeing further. They're seeing more in this place. Come on. Hallelujah. They're hearing more in this place. Somebody say, Lord, take me to a new level. Take me to a higher place. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Take me up. Oh, glory to God. Send who you got to send into my life to help me to come up. And it's good or what? Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. It's a place of a strong advantage. It's a place of a strong advantage. Oh, glory to God. You know, ain't nothing like the high ground in a strategic, in a war. Strategy. You need a strategy. Tell somebody it's hard to fight from the valley. It's hard to fight from the low ground. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. When you're on a mountain and the enemy is coming, you can see the enemy coming. Hallelujah. I see people writing. I'm just taking my time. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. When you're on a mountain, it's hard for folks to sneak up on you. A lot of times we don't even know. Okay, all right. Sometimes we forget that we are seated with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we need to be praying looking down. That's why it's good to bow your head, because when you know that you're seated with Christ Jesus in heavenly places, you can bow your head. Oh, you know, this is good also to bow your head, because guess what? You're really looking down. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Anybody getting anything out of this? These three, Peter, James, and John, they were intimate with God. They had a, you know, it wasn't that the other people weren't chosen. Hallelujah. It's just that these disciples, these three disciples were closer. They were closer to the Lord.
Yes.
We're living in a day and age, now it's time to get closer to God. Because I believe that there's a separation that's coming. Come on, you're gonna see the difference between some folks and some folks. Okay. Ooh, glory to God. You're gonna know who's still at the foot of the mountain. Okay. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yep, me to be nice, Holy Ghost. Because there was a lot of folks still following the Lord. But there was a lot of folks that was at the foot of the mountain. Still love the Lord. Come on. But they didn't have that strategic advantage. Come on. They couldn't see no more than what the level that they were on. My God. Y'all get anything out of this? And so we need to come up. We need to make sure that we're close and intimate with God. Why do you think Herod wanted to take the inner circle out? He took James out. Come on. He took James out. And the Bible says that over in the book of Acts chapter 12 that he set his hands after he saw that it to God, the Jews. He set his hands. He set his hands. Come on, oh glory to God, to come after certain in the church. Not everybody. Some church folks I ain't even got to mess with. Come on. In other words, he was saying, they're my base. Herod was saying, that's my base. Come on. That's my base right there. You know, that's my political party right there.
Come on.
So I ain't going to mess with them. But I got to get that inner circle.
Come on.
Those folks that's close to Christ that really know what's going on. The Bible says he took James out. In this day and age, in this dispensation, we would, you know, try to pretty it up and say God needed a flower in heaven. And it was just his time, when it was really a premature death. You know, when the Bible says that he said he put his hands, it said plural. There's many a time when the Bible would say something like that his hand is against a person or that person's hand. But hands means that, guess what? He was put his full effort in the coming against those certain of the church or those people that were close to God. Because Herod represents also government. And I told you last week that the Lord spoke to me when I was back there in the back and said that there's a particular leader. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That wants to put his hands come against the church. But the wonderful thing that I love about the Word of God is the Bible says that when you pray, Jesus said that in the last days, he says, pray that your flight be not in harvest. Why was he telling them, be not in winter? My fault, be not in the winter. Why was he telling them that? Because your prayers can make a difference. Your prayers can make a difference as to what the government do and the government can't do. Come on, somebody. Those that are in government, oh, glory to God. Those that would desire to come after certain of the church. Y'all getting this? Y'all still love me? You ain't mad at me? I'm just telling you. Hallelujah. I thank God for the prophet. You know, praise God. Just confirming. Amen. Hallelujah. Because sometimes, amen, just because you ain't heard it don't mean that ain't nobody else heard it. Glory to God. And I know that prophets have lanes. Sometimes you have local prophets, regional prophets, and national prophets, and international prophets. Hallelujah. Sometimes God show people what's going on or what's about to happen. But the thing about it is that we can pray and make a difference. We can pray and we can stop it. Amen, somebody. Okay. All right. Oh, glory to God. And so here he is. He comes after, he takes James out, and then he comes after Peter. Who are these people? It represents the inner circle, because guess what? If he could have took Peter out, then guess what? He was coming after John. Here's Herod. Here's a picture of a leader, a figure of government coming after the inner circle. Oh, glory to God. Now, I'm just telling you what they want to do. I'm just telling you what some folks want to do, a particular leader wants to do. I'm just showing it to you by revelation in the Word. So it's time for the body of Christ to pray. Because what made the difference? What made the difference was, guess what? The people of God began to pray and to intercede for Peter. Began to pray and to intercede for what? The inner circle. Come on. Oh, glory to God. For their leaders. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, we got to stop being spiritually lazy. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. And so they represent the inner circle. They represent those that were that are close to God. Amen, somebody. And so, and I'm not going to be before you too long this morning. But when I saw this, I was just blown away. I said, my God, God, you're about to take a group out of a group. I didn't want to be a part of that group. I didn't want to be in the inner circle. Glory to God. I want to be in that inner circle. Somebody say new.
No.
Because I'm here to challenge you on this morning to allow God, let God introduce you to a new level. Let God introduce you to the new. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to say that again. Let God introduce you to a new level. Let God introduce you to the new. It's time to come up from the foot of the mountain. The multitude is at the foot of the mountain. When you look into the Old Testament, oh, glory to God, when Moses would go up into the mountain, you always had the multitude at the foot of the mountain. Come on. You know, I just believe that it was God's will. If everybody would have had a heart like Moses and been like Moses, it would have been God's will for everybody to come up the mountain and to hear from him on a personal level. But they told Moses, as a matter of fact, the Bible says they backed up from the mountain and they told Moses, you hear God and you speak for us. We don't want no part of this. And sometimes we're looking for folks to speak for us. Sometimes we're looking for folks to do all the praying for us. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. It's time for you to get in that place. The Bible says that the Lord was changed before them. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun. Hallelujah. And his raiment was white like light. And the Bible says there appeared unto him. Now, let me say this here. Where did I want to get down to? This is what I want to say. I want you to write this down. They were in a place of prayer. In this place of prayer, oh, glory to God, there was revelation. In this place of prayer, they got an opportunity to listen in on spiritual things. Oh, glory to God. They received instructions. They received correction. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Their spiritual eyes were open. Come on. Hallelujah. They got to see Christ in his true light. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. See, there's things that God will introduce you to if you allow God to take you up and bring you up higher. Oh, glory to God. I thank God that, you know, we have birds. There are birds out there that fly at a low level. But you have birds like an eagle that fly at a much higher level. Come on. They can fly up there with the jets. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on, Sam. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to vipministries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that he will make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
A new movie about the life and conversion of C.S. Lewis hits theaters this week. You don't want to miss it. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. This is Breakpoint. A film portraying the conversion of one of Christianity's most important defenders hits the big screen today. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. This is Breakpoint. For years now, my friend Max McClain, through his organization, the Fellowship for Performing Arts, has brought incredible stories to life on stage, and not just anywhere, but in the heart of the arts world, New York City. I've especially appreciated his work bringing the life and work of C.S. Lewis to the stage. Just a few weeks ago, my wife and I were able to see Lewis's The Great Divorce brought to life on stage in a compelling presentation, and one of the first he was able to do after the COVID lockdowns. Well, during COVID, Max and the Fellowship for Performing Arts took one of their most popular works, The Most Reluctant Convert, and turned it into a movie. It hits theaters today across the country. Recently, my colleague Shane Morris interviewed Max McClain about Lewis's redemption story on the Upstream podcast. Take a listen to how Max McClain describes the remarkable conversion of one of Christianity's most ardent and talented defenders, C.S. Lewis.
You know, we as Christians, particularly on the evangelical side, we're pretty impatient about things. Lewis's journey to, you know, he was a hard-boiled atheist, from probably 15 to 32. The pursuit of God in a very dramatic way didn't start until after the war, probably when he met Barfield and had those arguments. He had great war with Barfield, I think he called it. That probably didn't start till he was 21, 22 years old. So there's a 10-year journey of moving towards it. And he said what he found was horrifying. You know, it was just abysmal. He just really recognized his utter sinfulness. And then ultimately, he could understand that he believed in God. You know, it was not, you know, this sort of God of the philosophers. It was, you know, the God who demands. You know, so he lived in that world for a while. He couldn't understand the importance of Jesus. And so when he finally, and I think the film does, and you mentioned a little bit about Addison's walk and his conversation with Tolkien, which is key to the film and key to Lewis's story. And then from there, we have this extraordinary church scene, which, you know, he talks about, I think in his letters, that he took the short walk to church. He says that walk marked the end of one journey, the beginning of another. I'm not a Hebrew scholar, but I understand the word Israel means struggle with God, you know, when Jacob wrestles with God. I think that's the norm of the real Christian life. We have to wrestle with our desires, our sin nature, because, you know, the last thing we really want to do is follow God. We want to follow ourselves. God wouldn't let him off the hook. And I anticipate that this film is going to awaken a lot of that in many, many people.
That was Shane Morris interviewing Max McClain about the redemption story of C.S. Lewis. That story is now in feature films across America, releases today in theaters everywhere. To learn where it's playing and to get tickets, go to cslewismovie.com. That's cslewismovie.com. I've gotten a preview of the film, and it is absolutely terrific. Again, go to cslewismovie.com to find out where it's playing near you. And let me say congrats to my friend Max McClain on this tremendous film. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street with Breakpoint.
You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
Some of you are back there. God